Thank you for calling Wellaby. Your call may be recorded to assure quality service. If you know your party's extension, press 1, followed by the 4-digit extension number. If you are a policyholder, press 2. If you are an agent, press 3. If you are a medical provider, press 4. To hear these options again, press 9. If you are calling about benefit information, press 1. For claim status, press 2. For all other questions, press 3, or remain on the line, and your call will be transferred. To proceed, please have the insured's policy number and date of birth available. Please speak your alphanumeric policy number, one digit or letter at a time. That was 00062616811, right? Please speak or enter the policyholder's date of birth. Say it like March 16th. Thank you for verifying. I've located a Medicare supplement policy for George ending in 1811. Is this correct? One moment while I connect you to a representative. If you are calling about benefits, please listen carefully. Any eligibility and benefit verification information provided by us is not a guarantee of benefits. We cannot determine if a claim is eligible for payment until it is filed and reviewed. Claims are subject to all contract or policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Watanisha. How may I help you today?
Hi, good morning. My name is Emmy. My last initial is B, calling from provider's office.
And Emmy, I'll be more than happy to assist you. May I have a good callback phone number, please?
Callback number is... 402-513-5357.
Thank you, and I'll be more than happy to assist you with this. May I have your patient's policy number, please?
Policy number 000, Emerson Mary, CSN Charlie, Emerson Mary, 161811.
Thank you. And may I have that member's name and date of birth, please?
Member's first name, George. Last name, Noman. N-A-U-M-A-N. And date of birth, May 23, 1952.
Thank you. And the date of service for the claim?
Date of service, tomorrow's August 26, 2025.
The bill amount?
I'm looking for eligibility and benefits.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give me one moment. Okay, so this is an active policy issued on July 1st of 2020, and this is a Medicare Supplement Plan G.
And effective date is July 1st, 2020. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct.
And Plan G, that's main deductible not covered. Am I right?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Plan G, so that's when plan deductible will be not covered. Am I right?
I'm not sure how it goes with the if they're covered or not, but I know it's a Plan G. Let me see what give me one moment. Let me go to the benefits. It's covered under Plan A, Plan B not covered. Coinsurance Plan A and Plan B is covered.
Got it. Can I spell out your first name and last initial?
Sure. W-A-T-A-N-I-S-H-I-A. Last initial is W, and today's date is a reference number.
No. Can I spell out your first name again?
W-A-T-A-N-I-S-H-I-A.
And last initial?
W.
W. I'm just confirming your name. W A D A N I S H I A. Am I right?
That is correct.
And could you provide me the call reference number?
My first name, my last name, and the today's day.
Got it. Just a second. And I have a three more members, so can you please check?
Sure, give me one moment. Alright, and the next member number is?
000 MSN Mary, number 1 MSN Mary, 062940.
Thank you. And the member's name and date of birth?
Member's first name Judith, last name Noman, and date of birth December 12, 1952.
Thank you. And this is an active policy issued on December 1st of 21. This is also a Medicaid supplement plan G.
And call reference number will be same, am I right?
Will be the same, yes.
Can we move to third member ID?
Sure. Go ahead with that number.
000 MSN Mary, CSN Charlie, MSN Mary, 107-687.
That member's name and date of birth?
Member's first name Paul, last name Showmaker, and date of birth October 5, 1952.
Thank you. This is also an active policy issued on October 1st of 2007, Medicaid Supplement Plan F.
Its effective date is October 1st, 2007. Am I right?
I'm sorry, 2017. I'm sorry, 17.
17, 17. Got it. And call reference number will be same. Am I right?
Will be the same. That is correct.
Can we move to fourth member ID?
Sure. Go ahead.
000 MSN Mary, number 1 MSN Mary, 105324.
Thank you. That member's name and date of birth?
Member's first name Jan Andrelia, last name Troxel, and date of birth September
26, 1952. Okay. Also an active policy, January 1st of 2023 is when it was issued, and this is a Medicare Supplement Plan G.
And effective date is January 1st, 2023. Am I right?
That is correct.
And call reference number will be same, am I right?
Will be the same.
And I have more members, so can you please check?
Okay. The next member number?
Next member ID is 000 MSN Mary, number 1 MSN Mary, 069826.
Thank you. And this member's name and date of birth?
Member's first name Terry, last name Nelson, and date of birth January 7, 1950, and date of service August 27, 2025.
So you want this one as a claim?
No, benefits.
Oh, okay. This is an active policy. January the 1st of 22 is when it was issued, and it is a Medicare Supplement Plan G.
And call reference number will be same. Am I right?
Will be the same. That is correct.
Can we move to second member ID?
Go ahead.
000 MSN Mary, LSN Lima, MSN Mary, 023743.
Patient's name and date of birth?
Member's first name DN, DIAN. Member's last name CSN Charlie. Sorry. SSN Sierra, CSN Charlie, SSN. Uh, CSN Charlie, HSN Hotel, ESN Echo, Alison Lima, Alison Lima, ESN Echo, NSN Nancy, BSN Boy, ESN Echo, RSN Romeo, GSN Girl, and date of birth, February 16, 1951.
Thank you. This is an active policy. Date issued is February 1, 2025, Medicare Supplement Plan G.
February 1, 2025, am I right?
That is correct, yes.
Can we move to third member ID and last?
Sure, give me 1 minute. Go ahead.
Third member ID is 000 MSN Mary, CSN Charlie, MSN Mary, 119299.
Member's name and date of birth?
Member's first name Carol, last name Stanley, and date of birth February 18, 1943.
Thank you. This is an active policy issued on April 1, 2018. This is a Medicare Supplement Plan G.
Its effective date is April 1, 2018, and plan type is
yes.
Am I right?
That is correct.
Yes. Thank you so much for the information. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Emmy. Do keep in mind we have our website, which is willoughby.com. You can get this information on. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.